Champion Kerry Phillips has won cash and prizes totaling $17,744. This week, players will win this sailboat, a diamond ring, a stereo, and a trip to the Bahamas, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including a Mustang convertible and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sail of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to have you with us. Good to have you with us for Sail of the Century. Let us get the business right away. And welcome back a very bright champion. This is Kerry Phillips. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, Jim.
$17,744, and that is a two-day total.
Yes.
Very well done. 8,000 of it in cash. Great trip to New York. Lovely stereo.
Oh, it's great.
And you finished up in a blaze of glory there. You were behind on the last show, and I don't know how far behind you were, but you...
Well, I was behind a lot, and I just... Well, I burned it up, didn't I, Jim?
You really did. Yes, yeah, doggone it. He did. That's an honest man. I like that. Are you ready to go again?
Yes, I am.
I think so. Win today. You play the winner's big money game for $7,000. And he's confident. He can do it. Let's welcome the challenger. Summer Bartholomew will do the honors. Hello, man. I like that. I really burned it up, didn't I? That's great.
She has that magic touch originally from Miami Beach, Florida. Say hello to Jill Sullivan.
Hello, Jill.
And he knows that one should never say never. Originally from Duluth, Minnesota. Let's hear it for Todd Johnson.
Hello, Todd. See you later, Mr. Morgan. Summer, thank you. Todd, you know that one should never say never.
That's right, Jim. While I was in college, I promised myself two things. One, I would never drive a station wagon, and I'd try to stay out of sales. Uh-huh. Well, today, my company car is a station wagon, and I'm a siding salesman for the largest siding manufacturer in the United States. I'm very happy with both.
Good. You're getting settled whether you like it or not, right?
Yes.
Good to have you here. And Jill, you have that magic touch.
That's right, Jim. I'm a magician, but it's really magical being here because, let's face it, no show holds a candle to Sail the Century.
That's terrific. Thank you, Jill. That's lovely. Well, obviously, three very nice people. They are competing for a lot of good prizes, including the winner of today's match, a trip to the Bahamas. Thank you very much. So let's get to it. $20 starts you all off. In a 1986 comedy film, Nick Nolte found himself down and out. Kerry?
In Beverly Hills.
That's the California city. $5 for the correct answer. Put the champion into the lead. What board game are you playing if you make a double jump and say, King me, Todd?
Checkers.
Checkers it is. You've got your first five. A popular auto ad wants to know, have you driven a Ford, Jill?
Lately.
And we've got a three-way tie. Well done. If you never spend your money, someone might accuse you of pinching what coin, Jill?
Pennies.
That's right. It is a penny, and Jill goes into the lead. Traditionally, what Italian name do we use for a shrimp dish made with butter and garlic, Kerry?
Scampi.
Scampi is right, and you tie Jill for the lead. And it's time for Nation Bargain. And normally the player in the lead could buy bargain merchandise, but you know that, and I'm sure you also know that with a tie, Jill and Kerry, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low Sail of the Century price hit your buzzer for one of you, this is yours.
Jill or Kerry, you'll be a regular Diamond Jim with Michael C. Fina's beautifully designed, delicate 14-karat gold bangle bracelet, crowned with 15 diamonds, furnished by the Michael C. Fina Company. It's normally priced at $500, but today on Sail of the Century, it's for only $6.
Beautiful diamond and gold bracelet, Kerry, a married man. Your wife's name again is?
Valerie.
Valerie, yeah, that's right. I should remember it because Valerie told me that's what she really wants, Kerry.
That's just beautiful.
That's what she wants.
Valerie would do a somersault for something like that.
That's right. And Jill, beautiful lady, beautiful bracelet. Nobody jumping. How about for $5? Going once, going twice. No sound. No somersaults for Valerie.
No.
Jill didn't want to buy. All right. You're in a tie. Todd, just a question behind. What nickname is shared by corrupt New York politician William Tweed and Kerry?
Boss.
And New Jersey rocker Bruce Springsteen. The boss is what they have in common. Champion in the lead. What Midwest state would you be if you were taking a train ride from Atchison to Topeka? Jill.
Kansas.
That's right. Santa Fe is down the road a piece. Kansas it is. And again, that tie. The legendary old woman who supposedly read rhymes and tales like Old King Cole and Cinderella, Kerry?
Mother Goose.
Mother Goose is right, and Kerry back in the lead. But it is close. And it is time now for the fame game with a lot of interesting information about a famous person. I am an actor to whom Katharine Hepburn once said, "You know you can't act." Nevertheless, I've made about 100 movies, including the film that made me a star, G.I. Joe. I was born in Connecticut in 1917, became a nightclub bouncer, a hobo, once served time on a Georgia chain gang for vagrancy. My TV audience probably now outnumbers my theatrical fans, thanks to my starring role in The Winds of War and War... Carrie!
Robert Mitchum.
Robert Mitchum is right, yeah. Very fascinating background with Mr. Mitchum, if you've got control.
Yes,
$10 money card, where is
it? Stand number three.
Boy. Lights are flashing, we lock in. You've got a slender one-question lead, Carrie.
Oh,
good luck.
Oh, gosh. Oh, $10 money card. Now.
No, lands on number four, and he gets...
It's a lawnmower.
Well,
everyone is wild about Harry, the exclusive lawnmower. Bags its own clippings, collects even wet grass, designed for faster, easier one-step mowing. Furnished by Harry.
Well, that is a very nice prize, and Valerie wanted that. You know, Valerie is turning backflips right out here, even as we speak, over the lawnmower. We will be right back.
Of the century.
Love to have you. It's very easy to become a contestant. Actually, it's harder to find a seat when we get all squeezed in out there in our studio audience there. So we'd love to have you as a contestant. Let's get back. Carrie at 40, Jill at 35, Todd at 25. What zesty sauce made with more than 100 ingredients put Leah and Perrins into business? Jill.
Steak sauce.
No. More specific. More specific. No, no, it's not.
Worcestershire.
No, can't accept that. No, they said steak sauce is a specific sauce. Worcestershire sauce is a different. We had to take your first answer. The judge said, no, 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 we can't escape. Take steak sauce. Sorry about that, Jill. It cost you five. According to the old army song, the men will cheer, the boys will shout when... Jill?
Johnny's back in town. Johnny's back comes home. Johnny comes marching home again.
Yeah. Do we accept her third answer? My goodness, Jill. I know you know them. You're just that hair off. And the rules are with the show, we must take the first answer. And I'm sorry, but we're going to have to take away $5 again. What word that begins with an M describes the special insurance policy a doctor must carry? Jill.
Malpractice.
Yes.
Medical malpractice.
Right. Yes. Malpractice. Just take the first one. Yes. All right. You're back to 30. There you go. I know you've got the knowledge. In a few weeks, this critter will pop up from his hole. Todd?
Groundhog.
If he sees a shadow, there'll be six more weeks of winter. You're right, Todd. You go to 30. But with an instant bargain, Carrie, you have the lead all to yourself. And you've got... Oh, this is very lovely now, Carrie.
Is.
This could be yours.
Carrie, discover timeless beauty. The Southfield Grandfather Clock features cable-wound movement, triple chimes, solid brass dial, beveled glass door and sides, and famed Baldwin piano finish. Manufactured and furnished by Baldwin Piano and Organ Company. It's normally priced at $2,650, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Wow, now this is a big, beautiful item. That is gorgeous. And I, kidding aside, Carrie, this is one of those things that if you want it, it is sensational. And if you don't, you won't buy it. But I will help you because this is a great $2,650 item.
Wow.
And if I knock the dollar off, we'd have a three-way tie. If you want a grandfather clock, you're never going to get a better buy than this one for $10. Going once.
No, I...
Going twice.
No.
No sale.
I knew it.
You knew it, then why didn't you buy? You would have gotten
I
an additional
$600
in cash with it. That would have been an almost $3,500 bar.
Wow.
That is very lovely.
Oh, it is.
But Gary didn't want it. He wanted the lead. Back with this. Hollywood was saddened by the recent death of this great character actor.
John Houseman.
No. And father to actor's sons David, Keith, and Robert. John Carradine just passed away. That cost you five, and now you've got that one question lead over the challengers. It's been claimed that Adolf Hitler owned 8,960 acres of land in this Rocky Mountain state just southeast of Denver. Todd.
Colorado.
Colorado is right, and you've tied Kerry for the lead, yes. It is said that he inherited the land from German relatives. Hitler owned almost 9,000 acres in Colorado. We've got a tie. At one time, a valuable drug called quinine was the only cure. Kerry.
For malaria.
You are right. Malaria it is. Back into the lead goes the 10. In what Florida city do detectives Crockett and Tubbs... Todd?
Miami.
That's where they fight vice. Miami it is. And you tied Kerry for the lead. Yes. Well, maybe this is a sign of the times, but certainly sounds like something that's more believe it or not than Miami Vice, but absolutely true. It has been disclosed that the budget for making each episode of Miami Vice is $1.5 million. The yearly budget for the real Miami Police Vice Squad is $1 million. We'll be right back. That's very nice, but the trip to the Bahamas, I suspect, would be a lot nicer, and that goes to the winner of the match. Todd and Terry and Kerry in a tie, and Jill just 10 behind. Another money card worth $15 going up on the board. Back to the fame game, and this time a famous thing. I am a dance that may have originated as magic ritual to bring rain and cause fertility. I can be performed by men, women, or children, dancing together or individually. I'm usually accompanied by chants and rhythmic drumming. When women perform me, they often wear flowers in their hair and around their neck. Jill.
Hula.
Hula is right, and you've got control of the board. $15 money card, where's them?
Beyond the number seven.
Hit the 10, we've got a three-way tie. The 15 gives you the lead, Jill. Good luck.
Okay, I'm looking for a $15 money card now.
No, lands on number one, and she gets...
It's a mattress. Oh. Bassett's Dreammaker gives just the right combination of firm support and soothing softness. Covered with golden glow, satin fabric for exotic elegance. Dreammaker, furnished by Bassett.
Very nice, worth almost $800. That's not bad.
I need it, I do.
That's terrific. Well, it is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game, and you're just 10 behind, you were, of course, playing for the board. Let's see how we do with this for five. Now let's get airborne. Was his first presidential order after being sworn in, Todd?
Johnson.
That's right, at Dallas's Love Field. Nicely solved. You put it together. Lyndon Johnson it is. You have the lead. The new TV detective show called Murphy's Law stars...
George Segal.
That's right, Kerry. He knew he was in there quick with the buzzer. George Segal it is, and you've tied Todd. In the Bible, who told Adam, be fruitful and multiply? Kerry.
God.
God is right. Kerry was in the lead by five. Kerry, good time to go into the lead, because it's time for the instant cash. Two boxes have $100 bills.
Oh,
one today is worth $2,000. Cost the amount of your lead if you want to go for it. And Kerry, you have a one-question lead over Todd. Cost you $5. That, and he's going to risk it, absolutely. Well, after five off, you and Todd in the tie. Now, Kerry, you missed it on the last show. Are you going to get it on this show? Which box are you buying?
I'm going to try box number one again.
Number one. He's sticking with number one, and it's always a random selection. We'll find out if he's right this time for $2,000.
Good luck, Kerry.
Thank you, sir. And it's $100, Jim.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you all. Great.
It's in number two again, Kerry. And those waiting to get on say, thank you, Kerry. Thank you very much. We will be right back. The match. Jeff and Kerry Phillips looking for his third win and a crack at $7,000, but he's in a tie with challenger Todd Johnson. They're both at 45, and Jill is just 15 behind, so it is close. W. Somerset Maugham's touching novel about the struggles of Philip Carey is called Of Human... Carey?
Bondage.
Bondage is right. Champion back in the lead. What island nation boasts the world's largest town in area called Mount Isa in the state of Queensland? Carey.
Australia.
It is a 15,822 square miles town in Queensland. And you get another five. Probably nine people live there. It's out of the middle of the outback. Although he was considered one of the best 19th century American artists, never made any money till he invented the telegraph. He is Samuel Carey?
Morse.
Morse was he was a fine artist. And you go to 60. Well, the third and final fame game of all three money cards up there, and we're looking for a famous place. I am an American city whose name comes from two Greek words. I was founded in 1682 by an Englishman who was persecuted for his religious beliefs. During the 1700s, I became the largest and wealthiest city in the American colonies. I am considered the birthplace of the United States. Jill.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is right for that all-important control of the board. $25 money card where?
Number nine.
Well, if you could hit that, you'd be trailing by just a question going into the speed round. Good luck, Jill.
Okay, I need a money card now.
She hits a $10 money card. That gets you a lot closer. We'll add that $10 money card to Jill's score, and he's indeed closer. Wonderful trip to the Bahamas on the line as we finish up the match with the speed round, and may I have 60 seconds on the clock. It is, however, Kerry in the lead at 60, Todd at 45, Jill at 40. Good luck to all three of you. We start the speed round now. To an artist, canary is a shade of... Kerry?
Yellow.
Right. Name the talk show host whose crazy characters include Floyd Turbo and Aunt Labby. Time. What breed of dog is often referred to as a police dog? Todd.
Shepherd.
Right.
German Shepherd.
Yes. Where would you find the Sea of Showers and the Sea of Tranquility? Jill.
On the moon.
Right. How would a waiter serve your crepes if you asked for them flambé?
I'm flaming.
Right. In the movies, what would a swashbuckler keep in his sheath? Carrie.
A sword.
Right. The sexy blonde actress who keeps law and order on She's the Sheriff. Todd.
Suzanne Summers.
Right. What state is home to Oberlin College and Kent State University?
Todd. Ohio.
Right. The best-selling author who wrote The World According to Garp and Cider House Rules is Gary?
John Irving.
Right. A North Carolina grand jury recently indicted what former PTL minister?
Todd Baker.
Right. What organ in your body produces an alpha wave?
Jill. Brain.
Right. According to a famous quote by William Cowper, God moves in mysterious... Jill.
Ways.
Right. What familiar three-letter name do the time is up? And Terry had won it. But the challenger made a very strong move at him that time. And I don't think he was so sure of that win. A great speed round for all three players. Back to the champion in a moment. The one that was missed, Floyd Turbo and Aunt Blabby. They are characters by... The man across the hall is going to be very aggravated. Yeah, Johnny Carson. Those are characters of Johnny Carson. He won't be aggravated. Got to say goodbye to Todd and Jill. And Todd didn't pick up anything along the way. We do have some nice parting gifts and the cash in front of you. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. Good luck in the station wagon and the job. It's nice you're happy with your life. That's good. And Jill, thank you for sharing a little magic with us. And beautiful mattress with the cash in front of you puts you well over the $800 mark. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. But today belongs to Carrie, and he had a wonderful trip to New York, I believe, right before New Year's. Now, Carrie, great trip to the Bahamas. Congratulations.
It's terrific.
Well, Carrie gives winter the deep freeze while you thaw out in the beautiful Bahamas. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to the Bahamas for a six-day stay at Pirates Cove Holiday Inn, Paradise Island. Luxurious beachfront hotel. Offers fine dining and entertainment with the warm hospitality of the Bahamas. Furnished by Pirates Cove Holiday Inn. This prize is worth $3,600.
That's great. Congratulations. You are valuable. Enjoy that. Now, he hit the winner's big money game on the last show. Let's see if he can do it again. Come on, Kerry. Well, they really made a run at you in that speed round. You needed the lead on that one. Last one you ran away with, but this time the challenges got moving. But here you stand, and you're standing here trying for $7,000. Three envelopes, red, yellow, or blue. Which one?
Blue again, Jim.
All right. Was it the blue in the last show?
Yes, it was.
That one was worth $6,000. Hope this one's worth $7,000. Solve four puzzles in 20 seconds for that $7,000. Clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger. You were very quick with it on the last show. Let's do it again. 20 seconds on the clock, and we'll start the quest for $7,000 with this puzzle. Now, actor played Mr. Mom. Yes?
Keaton.
That's right. Yes, you just beat the judge. Oh, you said Keaton just as he was saying time, and the tie goes to the runner, and that's you. Michael Keaton it is for your first correct answer right on the buzzer. Let's take a look at the next puzzle. Now, they sell 31 flavors.
Baskin-Robbins.
Right, 31 flavors of ice cream, Baskin-Robbins. And at the halfway mark, that one got you a little bit ahead because you stopped that clock very quickly. 11 seconds on the clock. Stay on that pace. Let's look at the next puzzle. Now, small bear-like animal. Yes?
Koala.
Australia's famous for. Well done. And as on the last show, you took a chance on one and it paid off and you've got some breathing space. 8 seconds. Come up with this next one before the double zero and you've got yourself 7,000. Good luck. If you know it, I think you've got it as we start it now. Mountain State. Where? Vail. Yes?
Colorado.
Yes, indeed. And again, he did it easily. Oh, it's all it takes. You're taking a chance with the one. Congratulations. And two in a row, another $7,000 for Carrie Phillips. We are delighted.
Speaking for the money, the good news?
Oh, yes, I'm going to go with it.
We'll be right back right after this commercial dialogue. That's good. That is great. Just rolling around. That's wonderful. Yeah, that'll really give you some interesting news. And if you're trying to create, Carrie's a writer, if you're trying to create, it's so nice to have a little financial cushion while you're doing it. That's wonderful. Again with our champion, Carrie Phillips. The first time of the winning big money game, you just barely missed it. Then you hit it easily the next show, and you hit it easily again. Carrie's cash total now is up over the $15,000 mark at just three shows, which is terrific. Summer has a couple of tickets for you there. And we add to your total as well a lovely trip to the Bahamas you and your wife will enjoy. Carrie goes back to try for win number four with a great total, $28,843 already on sale over Thank You. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
See you. There you go.
Sale of the Century stars Jim Perry. This is Don Morrow speaking.